You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
We're not going to let this happen in Seattle. If we have to go in, we're going to go in. The governor's either going to do it. Let the governor do it. He's got great National Guard troops. He can do it. But one way or the other, it's going to get done. These people are not going to occupy a major portion of a great city.
June the 12th, 2020, those remarks from President Trump in an interview with Fox News, making it clear we're not going to allow anarchists to control a portion of a major city, regardless if it's only six blocks. Six blocks today, how many blocks tomorrow? Seattle today, Portland tomorrow, what other cities the day after and the next week? Once this door is open, and once folks say, you know, if we can get control of an area, we will just establish our own state, our own nation. And what's going on? I will tell you right now, what is happening in Seattle, I see it as a mixture of, Lord of the Flies, Animal House, Three Stooges. The mayor of Seattle says, hey, it might be more like a summer fest of love, putting the best picture and rosy things around it, because do I need to tell you she's a Democrat, that she's just kind of willing to accept it? And remember, this all started, this occupation of the Capitol Hill area of Seattle. That's where they get the name CHAZ, Capitol Hill Occupation Area. That's not even the right title. I'll get back to it in a minute. I've just been so incensed as I watch these folks and the mayor making excuses for them. There's no violence. We're not doing anything. Of course, they've said no police can come in. Cops are not allowed inside the area. And it all started when the decision was made to abandon a police precinct headquarters in that area. And you cannot get anyone to say, I made that decision. The police chief yesterday said it wasn't my decision. It's made it higher up. In fact, apologizing to her officers who had been in the streets battling not peaceful protests, but rioters, and battling them, she said, I was apologizing, but we're going to move out. But it was not her decision. Well, I guess it'd be the mayor's decision, right? No, the mayor said, no, I didn't do that. But we're willing to let it happen. We're just letting it happen right now. I want to remind you, these folks, quote, occupying this area, this is true progressive left, anti-borders. We don't need any borders on our southern part of our nation. We should have everyone just walk in and out as they want. We don't need any walls. We don't need any of that. And one of the first things they did is start blocking off streets, putting up barricades, basically trying to keep people from coming in unless they got some IDs checked. Now, they've been loosening that, but that was the first thing they did. They wanted to identify their area with a border wall. That sounds like what we do in this nation. Those who have been against borders. Now, oh, it's a good idea. And walls, yeah, they got kind of border walls up, barricades. And also the same group, anti-guns, and yet several were shown and pictured carrying what they like to call assault weapons, standing guard. Now, of course, in their view, it's essential now. And I'll repeat again that the cops are being told to stay out of there unless you get a major 911 call. And then how fast will they be able to respond? And what kind of problems will they face? Can we let this continue to exist? President Trump says, no, we're going to break it down in several details over the next 2 hours. In the meantime, President Trump yesterday in Dallas meeting with pastors, law enforcement officials, small business owners, and says, I want to start building a new policy for police on how we're going to do things. It's going to involve building safety, opportunity, and dignity for communities and police departments. And said, don't let a few bad apples give you a view of every police officer. We're also going to be joined over the next 2 hours by Dr. Gerard Lomero. How will the nation react to this anarchist view and takeover in Seattle? Giannato Carlano will be, Carnaparno will be joining us from Heritage Foundation with a view of how dangerous this event is. And also we'll have some comments from Facebook yesterday regarding that Buffalo incident where the man got shoved down. A lot of folks question how much of that was fake on both sides. It's been a busy, heavy week. So I've got something really special for you before we wrap up these 2 hours. I'm going to take you back in time to Ronald Reagan, President Reagan. And I want to share some of his comments and jokes. That'll be coming up before we wrap today's program. It will at least leave you with a smile on your face, I guarantee. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
So are you ready to get out from the COVID-19 scare? We might still need to be careful in some areas. I do encourage businesses to make sure your facility is clear of COVID-19. And, of course, if you open up and then a client or an employee or someone else surfaces with COVID-19, you need to reevaluate what's going on. I would encourage you to contact Wellington Environmental. They can determine at a very reasonable cost what you need to do before you open, once you are open, and as you move forward. It just makes good sense, doesn't it? Wellington Environmental, for 30 years, has been treating situations at hospitals, schools, daycare centers, private homes. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington Environmental. I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Run, run, run with the railroad when their backs are turned. Run, run, run with the railroad when their backs are turned.
Run, run, run with the railroad.
Get out of their sight.
When the engine turns, then you gotta move on. And you
gotta move on at night.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We saw that it was a point of conflict night after night between the police department and protesters, and we wanted to de-escalate that. And what we decided was the best way to do that was reopen the streets, and that itself ended up with some ramifications for the precinct to remove anything that was valuable out of that building. But we will make sure that all of Seattle is safe. We take public safety seriously.
That is the mayor of Seattle. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin, Democrat, no surprise there, on CNN's Chris Cuomo primetime last night. You just heard her say, we were seeing some areas that we were facing some problems, so what we decided to do was kind of a yield to the anarchists, the protesters. I don't mean just peaceful protesters, those running around threatening. So we just decided to yield, so we got everything out of the police station. And then left it. And yet she still says, well, I didn't make the decision to pull out. The police chief says she didn't make the decision to pull out. I guess the officers just decided, let's get the hell out of here. Not likely. Not likely at all. But again, the leadership in Seattle in total disarray. Who allowed or ordered first police to abandon the nearby precinct? And then who allowed all this group of protesters to take over 6+ blocks of Seattle? And as I said, it's in the Capitol Hill area. It is renamed by these occupiers as CHAZ, C-H-A-Z, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And they're detailing what they're going to be doing in there. Now, here's where we're going with this thing. You're going to allow this to happen in Seattle. Do you not think that progressives elsewhere across the nation are watching this saying, how do we get that to happen? How do we make that happen? We saw in Minnesota, Minneapolis in particular, where police officers were ordered to abandon one of their police precinct headquarters, and everyone ran in and set fire to the place. But they were not as smart as those in Seattle. They didn't actually occupy an area and say, we now control this and we're going to name this maybe, well, let me see, what would it be, the MAZ, Minneapolis Autonomous Zone? So nobody wants to accept responsibility. And if you listen to the approach, the attitude from the leftists in particular, you're going to find out that this is not really that bad of a deal. I mean, yeah, there have been some pictures out of folks carrying what appear to be AR-15s or similar type weapons, but what the left always likes to just call assault weapons, carrying them inside that zone. And for a while, they were saying, if you're going to come in, we want to see your ID to see that you belong here. And then they decided, of course, we're going to let visitors in too. And a lot of folks had come from all over the area to go into this area because they want to take part in this great remake of our nation. If you listen to the mayor of Seattle, this is nothing but a big block party.
We've got four blocks in Seattle that you just saw pictures of that is more like a block party atmosphere. It's not an armed takeover. It's not a military junta. We will make sure that we can restore this, but we have block parties and the like in this part of Seattle all the time. It's known for that. So I think the president, number one, there is no threat right now to the public, and we're taking that very seriously. We're meeting with businesses and residents, but what the president threatened is illegal and unconstitutional. And the fact that he can think he can just tweet that and not have ramifications is just wrong.
What the president said, if you don't regain control of your city, we're not going to let anarchists control it. If you don't do it, if the governor, who's also a Democrat, doesn't take steps, then I might well send in federal troops to reestablish true order. And again, the mayor says, it's just a big block party. It's all fun. And we have these all the time. Have you had this before, Mayor? Have you had a case where you told police to stay out of an area? Just stay away unless there's a 911 call. Have you ever had that happen before? The answer is no. So it's not just a routine block party, as they want you to believe. I mean, they've got some groups that have gone in there and they're beginning to plant vegetables and so forth. They're looking for a long stay. They're going to start trying to provide their own food. Going to take a while to grow. I guess they do know that. Maybe they think peas always come in a can. I guess they're going to realize it takes a while. And you know the attitude of the progressives across the nation? Perfectly labeled, identified by the New York Times with a glowing description of CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle. The New York Times is describing it as a place of liberated streets, now a homeland for racial justice. A homeland for racial justice. And a lot of them just kind of gathering. They sit around and read poetry to each other. They sing songs. They play little games. They mark up the streets with all their slogans and so forth. And it's just going to be a love fest, possibly. But now describing it as a homeland for racial justice, and yet when you look at the video that comes out of there, I would guess 90%+ of those inside this zone are white. That might change, and it's okay for whites to be woke about racial injustice. I'm all in favor of that. But I just don't see a lot of minority groups represented, except for if you want to consider lesbians, homosexuals, transgenders among the minority. There are probably quite a few of those. And a lot of Starbucks coffee drinkers, I'm sure, in that area of Seattle, since Starbucks was founded in Seattle. But I'm reading again some of the stuff from the New York Times. And quoting a self-described anarchist, The more we encourage and focus on the race thing, the greater our attention is not focusing on the fact that this is class warfare. Well, that's contradictory to what you were supposedly starting. Where's the story for George Floyd? What does any of this have to do with George Floyd taking over an area, calling it your own little nation or state, declaring with a banner in front of the police station that's been abandoned now, this space is now property of the Seattle people. The area now a homeland for racial justice. And yet they're not really dealing with the George Floyd case. I'm going to get into that in a little bit more detail because some of the Black Lives Matter activists are very upset with what's gone down. Maybe they just need to give this new nation of Chaz a chance to get established, because what they are also proposing that they have come up with, because Antifa moved in to help them, say we're looking for armed volunteers to guard our barricades, establishing our cop-free zone, yet the mayor says just a block party. Protesters themselves releasing a lengthy list of demands, abolish the Seattle Police Department and the attached criminal justice apparatus. Well, cops are not allowed to go in there at this point unless they're called for 911, and who knows what's going to happen at that point. And they're also demanding free health care, free college, free public housing. Well, I guess you're going to establish that all in your six-block area, right? President Trump, again calling on local leaders, take back your city, stop these ugly anarchists. And he referred to radical left governor Jay Inslee and the mayor of Seattle being taunted and played at a level that our great country has never seen before. Take back your city now. If you don't do it, I will. This is not a game. These ugly anarchists must be stopped immediately. Move fast. And again, here's a little bit more detail from the president in the interview he did with Fox News.
If there were more toughness, you wouldn't have the kind of devastation that you had in Minneapolis and in Seattle. I mean, let's see what's going on in Seattle. But I will tell you, if they don't straighten that situation out, we're going to straighten it out. We're not going to let this happen in Seattle. If we have to go in, we're going to go in. The governor's either going to do it. Let the governor do it. He's got great National Guard troops. He can do it. But one way or the other, it's going to get done. These people are not going to occupy a major portion of a great city.
So on Chris Cuomo's show last night, talking to the great mayor of Seattle, he pointed out what Trump had said about that we're going to go in and take it back. And he said, look how the president's talking to you folks, that he's going to use force and basically get whatever he needs to make sure these folks are moved out. And was asking the mayor, when you hear the president say something like that, why do you think he talks about dominating? Listen to this.
I think it shows a complete lack of understanding of why people are in the street. They're in the street fighting a system of domination, and he doesn't understand that. I think he says dominate because he is totally does not understand what is happening in America, and he is desperately trying to start the old fights and the old divisions that put him in power in the first place.
How long do you think Seattle in those few blocks looks like this?
I don't know. We could have the summer of love.
In other words, what the heck? And every passing day, the stronger it will get, the more that will move in and take over. We've already had reports, as we were telling you yesterday, some of the residents in the area, some of the businesses, they said they have been extorted. Folks coming around saying, you wouldn't want anything to happen to your business during this time, would you? Maybe give us some money and we'll help perform. We'll put a protection force for you. Or give us some money and we won't come back and burn your place down. That is just right back to the old mafiosa take control of an area and have every business, you either pay up a little tax to us or we'll come in with baseball bats, destroy your business, and leave you with broken knees. And if that doesn't work, we'll do it again. And again, Of course, this is Seattle. Seattle, Washington. Now coming out of Portland comes word that hundreds of activists in Portland are demanding that $50 million of that police budget go into communities impacted by police violence. Police violence, the communities as a whole. Why? I'm still trying to sort that out. Did they go in and attack an entire community? If there was wrong police action taken by an officer or a group of them against one, two, or more so individuals, but they're trying to build it supposedly off the Minneapolis case, the community of what, just minorities? You can take that argument if you want. And yes, we should be against it. But they want to take $50 million from that Portland, Oregon Police Department, $244 million budget, and put it into communities most impacted by police violence and the war on drugs. Wait a minute, the war on drugs, you don't want police doing that part anymore? You want the war on drugs to just stop and don't even bother anymore? That reminds me of something that I saw on The Wire, this TV show that was on back in the early 2000s, and a police commander decided to make his crime numbers look better. He'd move all the drug leaders to one of three sections in his district. You do drugs here and nowhere else, and we won't touch you. We'll just let you, police would watch them do the drugs, wouldn't do anything about it. Is that what they want? And then the Black Lives Matter saying we're being hijacked. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
You want to look better, stronger, leaner? Visit my trainer, Jamie, and his team at Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. Check it out, redfitnesslounge.com. Redfitnesslounge.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So I told you in the beginning, both the mayor of Seattle and the police chief say, I didn't make the decision to abandon the police precinct headquarters. The police chief says, I'm outraged by these events, and leaving the precinct was not my decision. And now we've got this CHAZ, these areas set up, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And they have up signs, cop-free zone, and as you enter, you are now leaving the USA. Well, members of the African American Community Advisory Council in Seattle, which works with the Seattle Police Department to improve policing in the city and is aligned with the Black Lives Matter group, is upset to no end. One woman shouting out, you've hijacked this. You've taken the meaning away. You've taken the meaning away. Another one said, what you're doing is turning a Black Lives Matter issue and what we're trying to do into a Burning Man festival. How are we going to be heard if this is happening? How are we going to come to the table and talk? Well, you're not going to. Not in Chaz anyway, because they shouted some of the women down. They were booing. And other demonstrators grabbing other microphones, talking over her, not letting her, a member of the Black Lives Movement, speak out. Well, she was also trying to say Black Lives Matter, but there are also black lives that are police lives. They feel the same way you do. Again, booed. Don't want to hear it. And, of course, their point being, you've hijacked our movement. There's nothing here referring to George Floyd or what we're trying to do. Nothing. This whole attitude, the way it's changing in the nation, and accepting violence is the way they keep saying, our country was founded on violence. If they're referring to the Tea Party, we didn't have a country at that time. We were still trying to establish it. We did not have a Declaration of Independence at that point. Then when we did, of course, we had to fight for that, obviously. But we were establishing a country. Now, we now have a constitution. We have a nation. And here comes a congressional candidate in Texas. I am so sorry to say in Texas. Wants to win election to the 24th congressional district. That's pretty much the suburban area between Fort Worth and Dallas. This is a former Air Force officer, retired Air Force colonel. Her name is Kim Olson. And when she was asked about defunding, abolishing police departments and so forth, you know what? She was saying, well, you know, we got to do things that we need to do. And she's basically shrugging off looting, saying, what the hell? You got snipers on the roof for a peaceful march, even if people loot? So what? Burn it to the ground. That's what it's going to take to fix our nation. See, I know people don't want me to say what I'm saying, but what are you going to do? Shoot us as we protest? This is a progressive left trying to reestablish. Go ahead. Let's burn it to the ground. If we don't get what we want, burn it to the ground. The snipers on the roof were not trying to shoot innocent marchers. They were there to watch out for violence and so forth. You know that, and I know that. And as a retired Air Force colonel, she damn well knows what it was to. But she's milking it for her own good, she thinks. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join us. He just posted a piece on how this nation is going to react to what's happening in Seattle and how it's going to play out in the election. Stand by, please.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I'm sure you have some alarms to let you know if someone breaks into your home. But what happens if your home is invaded by creatures? Six legs, eight legs, maybe more. Rottler Pest Solutions can help keep those pests out of your house. And if they're already inside, get them out. In fact, you can get a free, no-obligation inspection and estimate to protect your home. You can get that at any time. Go online to Rottler.com. Rottler.com. Schedule your free inspection today. Rottler is the largest family-owned pest control business in Missouri. 10 locations, more than 200 team members. Plus, Rottler has a money-back guarantee. If you're not happy for any reason, they will make it right or your money back. You know, I first called Rottler more than 40 years ago, so I know they will take good care of you. I continue to trust Rottler. Rottler Pest Solutions, Rottler.com, Rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So once again, the situation in Seattle, the police chief says, I did not want to abandon the precinct. It wasn't my decision. The mayor said, I didn't make the decision. Here's what the police chief is saying, though, since Chaz has been established. We've been unable to respond to rapes, robberies, and all sorts of violent acts inside that area, the East Precinct. That's the words of the police chief. She said, the calls to us have more than tripled. There are responses to emergency calls, rapes, robberies, all sorts of violent acts occurring in the area that we're not able to get to. And also added that emergency response times basically have tripled, going from 5 minutes to 18 minutes. And if it's your mother, sister, cousin, your neighbor's kid being raped, robbed, assaulted, otherwise victimized, do you want to wait three times longer for police to get to you if we're even allowed to come into Chaz? This, you would think, would fall flat on its face from the beginning. I imagine some people are going to have to be hurt, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. Do you realize that if eventually neither the governor or the Seattle police chief does anything, the president decides, well, we'll send in federal troops, it's going to be kind of a house-to-house, building-to-building effort to clear folks out? That is not going to be pretty. We should never get to that. But it started with Seattle police under orders, obviously, from politicians to just stand back and let them have the area. Dr. Gerard Lomero joining us again. Doctor, glad to have you on board again, sir.
Great to be with you.
I saw that you put out a piece, and I want to get to that right away, titled, How will Americans respond to recent violence, looting, and rioting in the street? And, of course, now the anarchy of taking over Seattle. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the answer
Let me correct that, in case folks misunderstood me. Taking over six blocks of Seattle. Go ahead, sir.
Right. Well, the overall response to the American people is anger. There's moral outrage, and that's one of the four variables that we see in a lot of the trends. And because those trends are coming together right now at this time in 2020, and socialism versus freedom is the big issue of this election, we're going to see a historic landmark election year. We're going to see a very high turnout for the president. He's going to easily win re-election. The House will flip, as I've mentioned before, to the Republicans, which a lot of people are saying is impossible, but that's not the case when you have a lot of people voting who are upset. And you're also going to see four blue state governors lose their re-election races and three major cities lose their mayors as a result.
Which governors? Give me the governors quickly.
I don't have them in front of me.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't want to catch you off guard on that. But folks, if you have not listened to Dr. Lamero before, he does a lot of model forecasting. He doesn't do the kind of surveys all the others do. And we pointed out numerous times those are wrong because they oversample. But, Doctor, just yesterday, I went back in this time, this period ahead of the 2016 election, pulled up some of those polls and some of them saying, oh, Hillary's going to win 95%, and she was going to win more than enough votes in the Electoral College. Every one of them were wrong, and you said then, you said in January or February of that year, Trump was going to end up winning.
Well, not only did I say Trump was going to win, which a few other people did, not many, but I also picked every state that he won correctly. That's even harder.
Yeah,
I agree. To pick every state. But at any rate, no, I didn't bring my gubernatorial numbers in front of me. I've got them. But normally most people want to talk about the Senate, the House, and the White House. I didn't bring those out.
That's all right.
But I could do a show on that if you'd like.
No, we may have to. But you're pointing out, of course, all of this with the violence and looting we had, even before what's happening in Seattle, is turning the American people en masse against any candidate representing the left at this point.
That's right. Well, there are a couple of things going on. The first thing is they're very upset about how Trump has been treated. It is now patently obvious to most people who watch any news at all in detail that Trump was harassed for his entire term. 3 years of the Russian hoax that turned out to be absolutely nothing. In fact, it looks like they went after the Trump campaign on purpose, and it looks like people like Comey and others are going to probably face indictments. That's kind of the sense we're getting from the news today, that those people are going to have to pay a price and face justice. But then the American people are also upset about the Ukrainian impeachment, which was once again something, a lot of hot air, that was a big deal, which it wasn't, and the impeachment didn't go through. He was not removed from office. And then immediately we had the COVID crisis, which was made a crisis by the media. We're now seeing the numbers come out. Children don't get sick hardly at all, and yet we've closed down the schools all over the country. Kids right now can't go swimming in some states. They can't go to a park. They can't go to a playground. People are angry they've been treated.
And then you got the situation, the businesses that were already hurt, and then if you got looting and rioting going on, and I was quoting a Texas congressional candidate proposing just let them loot, let them burn things down. We don't care, but the citizens and the business owners do. They're not even going to stay. They're going to start moving out of those areas, right? And then there goes the additional tax revenue.
Yeah, that's another factor too. For example, a manufacturing firm in Minneapolis has already announced they're leaving Minneapolis and taking their 50 jobs. Not a huge company, but 50 jobs. And you add up lots of little businesses, lots of medium-sized businesses that are leaving. And by the way, places like New York, the citizens are leaving because it hasn't been that pleasant for them. And they don't like the fact they couldn't go downtown in New York City, those beautiful shops they have and tourist attractions. All of a sudden, they can't utilize any of those facilities. And the mayor let them basically be looted, trashed. So, and when he gave a speech recently, by the way, he was booed in New York City, the mayor of New York City.
Yeah, he certainly was. And as we look at what's happening specifically in Seattle, I'd made a statement earlier that you've got other areas around the nation, Portland, Austin possibly, other hotbed areas, maybe in sections of Chicago, they're going to say, you know what, why don't we establish our own little nation state inside here and take control? I don't think it's going to stop at Seattle, but more importantly, how are you going to end it at Seattle if they don't decide to just walk out and say, okay, that was fun, we're done?
Well, the American people are not going to allow this to happen. One of the biggest things the American people want is peace at home and peace abroad. And they look for that in a presidential election. Who's going to establish peace abroad if there isn't, if there's a war going on? And they certainly want peace at home. And President Trump is going to go up in popularity even more if he takes action in Seattle. And he may actually flip that state from being a blue state to a red state, because there are a lot of people in the state of Washington that are upset with the fact that downtown Seattle is off limits. And what about if you want to go somewhere there? What about if you, what about the people who are there? Are they prisoners? Are they allowed to leave?
Yeah, well, they supposedly are, but you may not be able to get back in. They've already pointed out to news media, if you're going to come in and not tell the story we like, we won't let you in. A lot of the folks complaining about Trump, he's just wild and so forth, and to get rid of him. He was born out of the anger already, correct? I mean, there was not a vacuum.
Absolutely.
I mean, there was already a discourse inside the nation that we need to get rid of the past. We need somebody's going to come in and interrupt things and change it. And if they think this is going to, as you said, many of them thinking it might hurt Trump, I agree with you. I think it's going to give him a faster track.
Absolutely. It's utterly amazing what the Democrats are doing. They're basically slow walking the country opening up again, even though the evidence is overwhelming now from around the world that this virus is not as bad as anybody thought it was. And we certainly shouldn't close down all the things that we've closed down. We've got to open them up again and get our country moving again.
So we have the issue of socialism in the play. We have the issue of the rioting and so forth is taking place.
Law and order issue.
And then the race issue. I mean, they're all coming together in almost a perfect storm, and the way it's being handled by the left is just going to empower Trump, I would think, when it comes to the polling.
It is. Let me tell you why we're having riots. Maybe that's a good question to answer for listeners.
If you could do it in a minute, I'd love to hear it. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, the answer is you got to create something to get the black vote back to voting Democrat. They've been voting Democrat almost 100% of black Americans every election, every 4 years. And in 2016, they started going toward Trump. 8% of blacks voted for Trump. That was a big move, a lot bigger than the past.
Right.
And this time around, Trump now has about 42% in my forecast model of black votes. That's incredible.
42%?
Yes. And if you think I'm way off on my forecast model, in the last week, Rasmussen came out and found the approval rating of black Americans for Trump is 40%. So they're even starting to merge with my forecast model, which tells you a lot of blacks are going to vote for Trump. And that's going to make it impossible for a Democrat that works on identity politics and says things like, well, if you don't support me, you must not be black. They really take the blacks for granted, and they can't this year.
Yeah,
that's the reason for the rioting.
And they're trying
to get them back.
Yeah, and police cases and reform that we need. I'm going to have to let you go. We're up against the clock, but Dr. Lamero, I appreciate your time.
You bet.
Dr. Gerard Lamero, always glad to have him on. A lot of folks always want to know when he's coming up. There's a new PSA out involving several actors getting different response on it, and then what Joe Biden said about the death of Martin Luther King Jr. Please stand by.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I truly believe a majority of this nation, regardless of color, regardless of politics, regardless of religion, gender, want to see better policing and to make sure that what happened in Minneapolis doesn't happen again. And every time it does, officers are held accountable. The other problem that's facing, regardless of where you stand, that if you don't make it clear, if you're not going to come out and make a statement, well, then you might be considered by your silence to be racist. Corporations are caught in that same little twist. Costco, the CEO, decided to put out a message to the employees and then to the public in general and said, along with the rest of the company, we were shocked by the country. We were shocked by the tragic, senseless death of George Floyd. I think we all agree with that. He did add, we believe all individuals and organizations can use this as a catalyst for change. I agree. I think that's a good idea. I think we need to have a true, full discussion of racism in the country. I swear to you, I thought when I was a teenager that when I got to this age that it would not exist, and I'm ashamed it still does. But if you don't still walk the line you're directed to, you will be called a racist. And if you don't declare where you are, you're probably going to be called a racist. Starbucks the other day had issued a directive to employees. You cannot wear things like T-shirts, pins, or caps, shirts reading Black Lives Matter while you're working in our company, in our offices, or in our Starbucks locations. They got such pushback, the company suddenly said, okay, we're gonna change that. So, yeah, we're going to make our places a place to heal. So, they can go ahead and wear. In fact, Starbucks itself came out with some new branded shirts that includes the phrase Black Lives Matter. Some white Hollywood celebrities, I point out white, and I'll do that, explain in a moment, are all part of a new anti-racism PSA being distributed. It runs about 2 minutes. I want you to hear it. It's got different actors and actresses on it. Aaron Paul, Bryce Dallas Howard, Deborah Messing, Kristen Bell, Julianne Moore, Stanley Tucci, you may know some or not, but just listen to their comments.
I take responsibility.
I take responsibility.
I take responsibility. I take responsibility for every unchecked moment.
For every time it was easier to ignore than to call it out for what it was.
Every not so funny joke. Every unfair stereotype.
Every blatant injustice, no matter how big or small.
Every time I remained silent.
Every time I explained away police brutality. Or turned a blind eye.
I take responsibility. Black people are being slaughtered in the streets, killed in their own homes. These are our brothers and sisters.
Our friends, our family. We are done watching them die. We are no longer bystanders. We will not be idle. Enough is enough.
I will no longer allow an unchecked moment. I will no longer allow racist, hurtful words, jokes, stereotypes, no matter how big or small, to be uttered in my presence.
I will not turn a blind eye. Going for a jog should not be a death sentence. Sleeping in your own home should not be a death sentence.
Playing video games with your nephew should not be a death sentence.
Shopping in a store should not be a death sentence. Business as usual should not be life-threatening. I stand against hate.
I stand against hate.
I stand against hate.
I stand against hate.
I will stand against hate in love. I will make my presence known.
And killer cops must be prosecuted. They are murderers. We can turn the tide. It is time to take responsibility. Call out hate. Step up and take action.
You know, on one hand, I don't want to dismiss that out of hand of what they're saying. I do have a problem with that statement, killer cops are murderers. Well, you're trying to blanketly indict police officers again with that, and I don't like it. But I'm willing to take the acceptance that they wanted to make it, and if it brings us closer to resolving and stopping some of this, I'm all for it. I'm for it. Comedian Ricky Gervais, though, was having some fun with it. He said, look at all these white actors and actresses. Terrible lack of diversity in this video. James Wood, the former actor, James Woods, I should say, said, watch the eyes. Nothing screams sincerity like reading a teleprompter. And he's right. Some of them look like it's not coming from their heart. They're just reading what was put in front of them. But they've on record now. That's the way they're going to go about it. And there's a lot to be said that's positive. You should not allow and accept racist jokes. And you should not encourage them. Unfortunately, too many times that passes and just goes by their wayside. That would be a start, truly. But then did you hear what Joe Biden said in a roundtable in Philadelphia this week? Joe Biden claimed that the death of George Floyd was bigger than the assassination of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Bigger than the death of Martin Luther King Jr., the man who started the civil rights movement with nonviolence. I'm not going to do anything to detract from the life of George Floyd, but I think Joe Biden just detracted from the life and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., in my opinion. Coming up in the next hour, more on Seattle. Please stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.